Week in the darkness shines a great light. Hallelujah. So where was you when the lights went out, when things got a little dark? I was caught praising the Lord. I want to welcome you to the house of the Lord this morning, and just reach over and touch the seat beside of you today if you're next to an empty seat, and say, this seat belongs to somebody. They just ain't got here yet. It will be filled with a saved, sanctified, anointed person that has a testimony of God's saving grace. Amen. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for your word today that's anointed to destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your presence in this place today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the anointing upon me to minister that word today. And Lord, we just speak a blessing on our pastors, quick recovery, everything restored, Lord. Double for their trouble in Jesus' name. And the church said amen. 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 You know, we've got camp meeting coming up in 2 or 3 weeks, or 3 weeks, I think. And so I want to prepare you today by the Spirit of the Lord to begin to get ready for that. I want your hearts to begin to prepare to receive what God's going to do during camp meeting, and to prepare you for the double, so that when camp meeting gets here, you don't have to spend the first 2 or 3 services preparing yourself for the word that's going to come forth then. Amen. Amen. You're going to be ready. You're just going to be like a horse at a starting gate. You're just not going to be able to wait to get here Friday night, because you're going to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Anybody in agreement with this morning? So the anointing of the word to get ready, get ready. God is going to do some awesome things during this series of meetings. And you know, there's people in our body that's been going through some things the last couple of years. And it's been things that the enemy has wanted to knock you out with so that you couldn't get back up. You know, he wants to. But we have allowed God to anoint us with a bouncing back spirit. We may be down, but we're not out. Amen. So there's some people here that's been going through some things the last year or two, and it's been the enemy that has wanted to knock you out. Somebody's been going through for a while, and it seems that nothing's going right, and you've been thinking about giving up, but you've not. Somehow you've got back up when you didn't want to get back up. Somehow you didn't quit when you wanted to quit. You know, how many times have we said, that's it, I ain't doing it no more. I'll just be a good little Christian, stay home in my own business. But you can't do that, because the anointing of God is tugging on your heart. I've got to get to where the family of God's at. I've got to get to the church. Amen. There's not only a word for me, but I may have a word for somebody else. My presence is important in the house of God. So there's a word for the Lord this morning for somebody. And you've got to understand that joy comes in the morning. Amen. Joy comes in the morning. And so you may be saying this morning, with pastor's absence and their presence is always here. And so how can we continue to go on and have church? How can we have camp meeting without our pastors here? Because they're always here. Their presence is always here. So I want to encourage you today by saying that our pastors will be greatly and are greatly blessed by knowing that you have kept the faith, that you are keeping the faith. That's how you bless them, amen, and that you refuse to give up, that you're still coming to the house of the Lord. And the word that they have sowed in your life over the years, it's a faithful word and a steadfast word and sure word now more than ever, that you know until we go through something, we don't know how much word there really is in us, you know, because you never have a comeback until you have a setback. You never have a testimony until you go through some things, church. Amen. So God's only setting us up for the great comeback. Amen. Because the presence of the Lord, the glory of the Lord will be seen in this land. And guess who it's going to be seen through? It's going to be seen through you. Amen. So we never really know what we've got in us until there's a demand on that deposit to come forth. So now that demand is put on us as a body for the word that has been sowed in us, that it's this time and it's this season for it to come forth. And most of you know my story. When I first came here 20 years ago, I wasn't looking for a position or a place to preach. I was looking for a church. I was looking for somewhere for a family where the word was taught, and to bring my son, which was 12 or 13 years old then, to a youth group. That was my main purpose in coming. And God spoke to me after 2 or 3 times here, and he said, this is where you are to stay. This is where I want to plant you, because I want to teach and train you. And I'm going to say something about our pastors for a moment or two. And the Holy Spirit went on to say, he things that I want you to watch and observe the pastures. And well, I began to watch and observe them and listen to the word, and I saw character, I saw integrity, and I saw a faithfulness in this man and woman of God. And so I began to come to every service and to watch our pastors. And I began to see these things in them and the word they ministered and taught. And I began to come into agreement. Now this is it. I began to come into agreement with what was being taught. I began to come in unity with what was being taught and with them that, yes, God is who He says He is. And yes, He will do what He says He will do. And it's a yes and amen word. So over a process of time, and I said over a process of time, that, you know, we want a quick fix sometimes. Amen. We want just a quick fix to everything. But over a process of time, the word begins to work mightily in you to bring the deliverance and the healing and the setting free that should take place in all of our lives. And because of that word that I received a long time ago, it built a foundation for everything else to be built up on. Amen. Because we need a strong foundation. The word is our foundation. And we've got that foundation in our heart. We can begin to build upon that foundation. I will forever be grateful to them for obeying God and establishing this house. Amen. It's my spiritual heritage. They're my spiritual mom and daddy. So you're here this morning at New Life not because you're here by accident. Now, you had other places to go to church this morning. But you said, God, this is where God wants me. This is where God wants me to be planted. Amen. So I've decided to come here this morning. I'm here on divine order from God. I'm in this place today because this is where God has planted me. And somebody's been looking and seeking the Lord for a breakthrough in your life. And you've come to service after service, and it seems like no breakthrough. But I'm here to tell you not to give up. Amen. Don't give up, because it could be right there. Amen. Your breakthrough could be knocking on the door. And the Lord has just had you in waiting. See, we're a people that don't like to wait. We're not only a people that wants a quick fix, but we don't like waiting. Because we're busy in the natural, you know. So we kind of bring these things over to our relationship with God. And we just want everything right then. We want a quick fix, and we don't like waiting. But I'm telling you, church, some of you have been in a waiting room. And I'm here to tell you to get ready, get ready. Your name's about to be called. Hey, not to check out, but your name is about to be called for God to say, now it's your time. I'm going to give you a platform. I'm not talking about a platform behind a pulpit. I'm talking about a platform in your job or wherever you go. You've got to know the anointing and the power of God is in you, that when you walk, you have authority. Amen. So you never know that God, it might be calling your name and saying, it's time now. So the Lord has just had you in a waiting mode. He has had you in transition. He's moving you one place to another out of the midst of your enemies. Glory to God. You know, I like to move stuff around. And when I got married, I had to quit doing it. So I thought I got a night to myself. Guess what I did? First thing he said, can't leave you by yourself for a minute. But that's what happens in our life sometimes. We can start moving things around, and things begin to shift. And some people don't like things moved around. And things begin to shift. And it seems like everything is coming out of order. But sometimes, oh my word, sometimes, church, things has to get out of order for the anointing to put it back together the way God has destined and predestined and ordered for it to be. Hallelujah. So praise God for the disorder in our life sometimes. Glory to God. In the process of waiting. So it starts to come in order to align, and the Holy Ghost says now is the time. And our camp meeting that's coming up, I want to talk a little bit about it this morning. And the theme is homecoming. And where there is unity, there is power. So when I think of homecoming, I think of family. I think of families getting together in unity. And this family thing was God's idea. And how many knows that whenever God has an idea, the devil wants to come along and try to convince you that there is a better idea? Hallelujah. I ain't going to go there. And some of you know what I'm talking about. But the devil always wants to come in and try to mess up God's order of things. Hallelujah. And tries to say, this is a better idea. This is what the world says a family is. So when I think of homecoming, I think of family, and I think of unity. And you know, the devil doesn't like families because there's power in unity. in a family gathering. There's power in unity. He's always tried to destroy families and turn the parents with the hearts against the children and the children's hearts against the parents and rebellion. So he's always trying to get into families and destroy. And he knows the power of unity that can be in a family. The Bible talks about us as the church being the family of God. The New Testament uses certain pictures when we go and we begin to study it out about what the church is supposed to be about. And it always goes back to a family order. So we not only have a natural family to which we are born by blood, but we have a spiritual family adopted, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus. And it is a description in God's words of Christians being the family of God. John 1, 12, 13, don't get nervous when I preach if I don't start out with the scripture, because I ain't been trained. Yet to all received him, Jesus, to those who believed on his name, he gave the right, he gave the authority or power. When you came and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, he gave you the right to become his child. And when he did that, he gave you not only the right, but he gave you authority and he gave you power within that family setting, the church. Amen? You are the church. So authority to become children of God to those who believed in his name, who were not born of blood, nor of the will of God, man, but of God. Hallelujah. We are a family. We are a church. So we actually become part of the church by being born again into it. So church, we're family. You're my brother and you're my sister. We may not like each other sometimes, but we got to love each other. Amen? Because that's where God commands the blessing is in unity. And it takes all of us to make up the body. We just have to let God work on our character and integrity and our tongue sometimes and say, Lord, help me. Hallelujah. So church, we're family. We're the household of faith, Paul talks about. And so as Christians, just because you're born again, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and talk in tongues, and quote the scripture, the verse, and everything, it does not exempt you from trouble. As a matter of fact, trouble will come finding you. Amen? So it doesn't exempt us from trouble. But when we are attacked, we unite together and stand as one, because there is power in what? Unity. And the Bible says that God commands the blessing where there is unity. So the devil tries to bring trouble, and you don't have to go looking for trouble. Sometimes I think people do. They just try to find something to get into or open the door for trouble. But if you're saved today, trouble is going to make its way to your door. You're not going to get out of here by going through a few things. Hallelujah. But as Christians, we don't live in a trouble-free environment. The devil brings trouble to try and to break unity, to break that unity. It's like in marriages, the little bitty things that get on your nerves. What happens is the devil's trying to destroy that unity that a marriage bond breaks. It's the same thing within our relationship with God. Trouble comes into the life, and the devil wants to break that unity, that relationship that we have with God, to try to give up and quit. If God said, then why are you going through this? So there's unity and power. There's unity and power. That's why we have to unite as one and to stand on the Word. So trouble comes to each of us in different ways. Your troubles may not have been my troubles. Your person sitting next to you have gone through things that you've not gone through. That's why we unite as one, that when they go through something that you may have been through, you may say, hey, listen, been there, done that, bought the ticket, been delivered, been set free, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So it seems as if the enemy has put a bullseye on our pasture the last couple of years, and even on some of you all, because I think the enemy says, if I can just knock him out, then I've got the rest of it. But what he don't understand is that glory to God, church, there is power in unity. And the Word has been sown in this church. And it's been sown upon good ground. And it's time now for it to blossom and it's to come forth. So he says, if I could just get him out of the way, then I've got the church. But I tell you what, he's up against a reckoning force. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I've come to decree and declare that Matthew 18:19 is still true today, church. It says, again, I say to you that if any two of you agree on earth concerning anything, any trouble, that they may ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. The word agree means to be in harmony. So what is harmony? Unity. Hallelujah. God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. The word is still true. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:7, the Message Bible says, because you got a double dose of trouble, more than your share of contempt. And it seems like sometimes that people just go through trouble. Amen. They've got that bullseye that I was talking about. And that contempt there, you're inherit. But then it goes on to say, but your inheritance in the land will be doubled, and your joy will go on forever. And Pastor Tim was reading the scripture that Laverne gave us, that the Lord shall deliver us out of all of them. And when this scripture was wrote in Isaiah, the Old Testament scripture, and the people of God were going through a very dark time. So when the lights go out, let yourself be found praising the Lord. And they were being held by captive against their will. And that's what happens sometimes when we go through troubles. We feel like that we've been captive, held against our will, because we don't want this happening. We think sometimes that it's unfair, and we don't want this happening. So they were held against their will. And God sent His word. You know, Lazarus got the word. It may have been 3 days late, but the word came. Hallelujah. The word came. The word came. The word came. God sent His word to encourage them and to give them hope for their future. And He says, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled. God is in the double and the tripling business. Amen. Hallelujah. So when the time came, God was faithful to His word. The Lord says in Psalms 34, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. How many righteous people we got? Oh, you may say, I'm not righteous. If you've been born again, you're in right standing with God. Yeah, we got our flaws and imperfection, but we are a work in process. God is working mightily in you. The Word is working mightily in you. But right at this moment, you are in right standing with God. You are in right standing with the Father because you are His child. Amen. So the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them, and He delivers them from all of their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. And this is the word, a righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Amen. Not just one and not just halfway, but He says the Lord will deliver them from all. Hallelujah. Say, from all of my troubles, the Lord will deliver to me. So the Lord redeems His servant. Now, I like that word, redeem. And no one will be condemned who takes refuge in Him. So church, get ready. When trouble comes, I'm telling you, it's about to rain. You know, when the dark clouds come in, it begins to thunder and it begins to lightning. You'd better get ready, because the rain is sure to come. And the sun will shine again. It's just a matter of time. Amen. So when the rain comes, the sun will shine again. Until then, God has got you covered. God has got you covered. Glory to God. God has got you covered. So Job in the Bible sure had a lot of troubles, didn't he? Job in the Bible sure had a lot of troubles. But see, I like the way the Lord blessed Job. Because He touched him. In the end, the Bible says that God gave him twice as much as he had before. That sounds like double for your trouble in the land of the living. Glory to God. So God gave Job twice as much as he had before. So what caused Paul in the Bible? We read about Paul and all the things that he went through. And he said, Paul to say of the Lord, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that I ask or think, according to the power that is at work in me. What about the woman at the well? What caused the in Samaria to put down her water pot and leave her home and go about preaching to the Gentiles? God gave her double for her troubles. She got delivered, and she had a word to say. She had something to say about this man that she had met, because she said, come and see this man. And so what about Lazarus? What caused him to rise up out of the grave and throw off his grave clothes? All three of them began to sing praises to God. And after a period of time, it seemed like that when they were in this, all hope was gone. But God shows up just in time. Paul had been cast in the sea after a shipwreck. And this Samaritan woman had been exposed as a harlot. But see, when the power of God shows up in the midst of your trouble, something has to happen. It don't. The trouble has to lead. It doesn't have a choice. So when you're in the dark, find yourself praising the Lord. So when Jesus showed up, things became new. Things became shifted around, not like they were before. But things began to come in divine order. And God said, this is your platform that I'm putting you on for this season and this time. Amen. So Paul, in Psalms 46, verse 1, tells us that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Hallelujah. The Lord is opening the windows of heaven to pour out a blessing on us that we're not that we're going to have to make room to receive it. How many believes that? It's time. Hallelujah. This is the season and this is the time. The Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. It says, those that wait upon the Lord will do this, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. So the Lord is getting ready to restore everything that the enemy has come and caused trouble to take away from you. He's getting ready to restore it. And I want to read you the biblical definition of restore, because when we restore something in the natural, we put some new paint on it or new upholstery, and it's all renewed. But that's not the restoration of the Bible. That's not spiritual restoration. And the spiritual restoration is something, when something is restored, it's always increased. It's always multiplied or improved so that its latter state is significantly better than its original state. God is getting your setback ready for a comeback. And it's going to be better than it was before. Amen. So, for example, under the law of Moses, if someone stole an ox or a sheep, it was not sufficient for him simply to restore the animal. He had to pay back 5 oxen. That sounds like double. You got anything stole from you? Then put a demand on it for it to be restored to you double. Amen. So he gave him twice what he had. When God restored Job after the terrible trials he endured, he gave him twice what he had lost and blessed him more in his latter days than in the beginning. Jesus told the disciples that anyone who would give up anything to follow him would have it restored 100-fold. So church, God multiplies when he restores. It sounds like double for your trouble, amen? And so in restoration work today, God is not simply restoring us as a church to the glory displayed in the New Testament. He is seeking to restore it to a state more powerful and glorious than anything that the world is yet to see. Because as the world grows darker, they're going to be looking for a light. And guess who they're coming to? They're coming to the church. And it's like Ricardo said, don't change them. Let them get in here and let the Word, in the process of time, working mightily in them, begins to change them. Amen. So we are the light in this world shining out in darkness. So I want you to know that you are too blessed to be stressed. That God wants to give you double for your trouble. Amen. And we will see the Lord in the land of the living. The Bible tells us that in Jeremiah, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. Heaven knows if you're planted by the waters, there's always a continual supply, and that you'll never run dry. Amen. Deuteronomy, and the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only and not beneath. Double for your trouble, glory to God. Look at your neighbor and tell them it's not over. You may have been knocked down, but you're not knocked out. Amen. God is in the business of restoration, and he's in the business of doing some mighty things. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word today. Just lift your hands, church, right now. Hallelujah. Thank you for the anointing today, Lord. Thank you for your word, Father God. Thank you for unity, Lord. Thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you and we praise you today. We yield ourselves to you as your vessels, God. And we are looking forward to what you're doing and what you're going to do and all that you're wanting to do through us as a church, Father. Thank you for that unity, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're listening today, or if you're here in this place and you're not saved, I invite you to come this morning and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you're listening today and you're not saved and you're not sure where you're at with the Lord, I encourage you just to ask Him to come into your heart this morning. Ask Him to forgive you and let Him take residence up in your life. Thank you, Father, for your word today. Thank you for your word working mightily in us, bringing us into divine alignment with your will, Father, and your plan for us now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word changing us, God, from glory to glory. And Lord, I speak a blessing over these people today. I thank you that they're blessed coming and they're blessed going. And that they have the favor of the Lord this week, Father God. In everything that they do, your favor surrounds them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you're restoring relationships, that you're healing broken hearts, Lord God, and that you're bringing revival to our land. You are bringing revival to this nation, Father God, and we shall see the glory of the Lord coming through your church, Lord, and we praise you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. He said, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power, for your stripes. We receive our healing, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. If you suffer from migraine headaches or you know that someone suffers from migraine headaches, I want you to stand right now. The healing power of God is in this place. I just heard the Holy Spirit that He's wanting to heal migraine headaches, what's causing it, not just to heal the headache, but to bring healing to you right now. I want you to come up here, Brother Tim, and we're going to anoint you with oil, and God is going to bring healing. Would you come on up here, and we're going to anoint you with oil and pray for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for unity, Lord. Thank you for the power of agreement, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Do you want to pray for them and don't catch?
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now. You do not give us this word for this not to happen, because your word says that by your stripes we are healed. And Lord, I thank you for the anointing that I feel right now, Lord Jesus, for bringing healing to these people that have come forth, Lord, whether it's for themselves or they're standing in prayer for someone. Lord, as I lay my hands up on them and agree with your word and agree with them, that whatever that causes migraine headaches is being healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, right now, Lord. Lord, I come against the attack of the enemy on her body, and I command her to be loosed and set free by the power and the anointing of your word that says by the stripes of Jesus she is healed. And I thank you, Lord God, for your word working mightily in her to confirm your word, Jesus. Healing, God. Healing, Lord. Father, I thank you for the. I just hear the Lord said that He is doing something to the blood vessels. I don't know anything about migraine headaches, but I just hear the Lord said He's doing things in your blood vessels that are constricted. He's bringing healing to that right now in the name of Jesus. To the name of Jesus. To the name of Jesus. To the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. It's whatever causing these, what the cause of these migraine headaches are being healed. I take authority over the power of the enemy. Lord, that by your stripes she is healed. And she is made whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now in Jesus' name that you're healing Lene, Father God. That you're bringing complete healing, Lord. The cause of these migraine headaches are gone in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for a testimony. A testimony, Lord. A testimony of your power working in her, God. Lord, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that these headaches are gone. Lord, I thank you right now in Jesus' name that you confirm your word, Lord God, that by your stripes she is healed and she is made whole, Father, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power in this place now, God. And I thank you, Lord, for the same anointing that's here to heal right now. I thank you that it is manifested in the hospital room where our pastors are at or whoever's listening today. I speak complete restoration in your body. I speak complete healing to whatever is causing this sickness and pain. I speak complete healing in the name of Jesus and full restoration and a quick recovery. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your healing, Pastor. Church, there is a strong anointing here right now for healing. If you have something wrong in your body or you know of someone that has something wrong with the body, lay your hands on yourself right now. Thank you, Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, dereba mama shondo do daya. Le dereba bo soto no 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 sandale de ara do kore babahaya. God has given you double for that trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Word is working mightily in you right now to bring an ending of some things. Thank you, Jesus. There is someone here or someone getting ready to go to court for some reason. There are things in the work in this situation. And there's going to be a change of order of some things, whether there's a new lawyer, a new judge, or there's some things that are happening now that's going to cause this thing to be, whatever it is, to be settled quicker than what they said it was going to be. It's going to be settled quicker than what they said that it's going to be. It's going to be settled quicker than what they say that it's going to be. Because when God, the Holy Ghost, gets in the middle of a situation, it will be as He says and not as the lawyer says or man says or the judge says. It's going to be like God says it's going to be. And there's a divine order taking place in that situation. And God says not to weary, that He's got those that are involved in it covered. And He's going to protect them. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Remember, there's power in unity. You, the Holy Ghost. The Word is mightily, working mightily in you to bring resolution and to bring some things into order. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just wait a few minutes and
and see if the Holy Spirit wants to speak anything else to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, God. Thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you for the rain, Lord, that's falling. Thank you for the rain that's falling. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are a blessed people today. Remember that you are the children of God. Remember that there's power in unity. And what the devil has meant for harm, God's going to turn it around for His glory. And in the days ahead, you're going to see some things begin to take place that has take place for the good and for the better that you have been concerned about for a long time. And I want you to begin to expect that. And even as you walk out of here today, you may get that phone call or you may get it tomorrow. But there are some things that are turning around in your favor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, church, you know I'm usually loud. But sometimes the Holy Spirit's quiet and He's doing some things right now. There are some things that are happening even as we speak. There are some things that are being repositioned. And there are some things beginning to bring into alignment. And there are some things that are being brought into order. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for expectation. For expectation. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now for kidney disorders. I thank you right now, Lord, that you are bringing function back to the kidneys, that you are going to restore and bring healing to that area of the body right now in the name of Jesus. Every kidney disorder, I speak for you to line up and begin to function the way that your body designed for it to. And I speak for the swelling to go down, whatever's causing the swelling. I speak the word of the Lord over you and for the anointing to destroy that yoke that's holding that kidney in position to where it's not doing what it's supposed to do to filter her filtration. For filtration, for filtration. In the name of Jesus, that you're bringing healing to that kidney right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hang in there with me, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. When of you is touching and agreeing on any one thing, harmonizing, unity, one accord, the Bible says it shall be done. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I speak to eyes where the tear ducts are not operating like they should. I'm believing God for restoration of those tear ducts. Where your eyes have been dry, God is bringing healing to the tear ducts of your eyes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand, church, and lift your hands and thank God what He's done in this place today. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for what you've done in this place today. Thank you for your word, the songs of praise and worship. And thank you for the manifestation of your word concerning healing today. And we thank you, Father, for what you've done. And we are looking forward to the days ahead. Your word. Lay your hands on your belly and then we'll go. Your word, Lord, is working mightily in me to bring about your purpose and your plan for my life now. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. Go and have a blessed week and be expecting. And Miss Phyllis has something to say.